or Brian Johnston, and, more recently, Henry Blofeld, Christopher Martin Jenkins, or the author of this book, Jonathan Agnew, that valuable hybrid of test cricketer and professional broadcaster. Their sheer love of the game and the romanticism, sentiment and sheer fun of it that they impart has woven them into the warp and weft of cricket. It would be sad indeed if the contributions of such men were banished from the game. And to this observer, that seems a risk. Increasingly, the commentators and summarisers of top-class cricket are former eminent test players. I welcome their arrival at the microphone because, to this particular cricket lover, they have added an extra dimension of understanding about the game. Their contribution is unique, but I hope it will never be exclusive. A mixture of broadcasters, cricketers and writers may offer the best depiction of the game to listeners and viewers. In its infancy, cricket spread outwards from England as the British Empire was built. It took root and, as it did so, ceased to be an English game. Each country played it in their own distinctive style. As the game spreads further, the focused aggression of the Australians, the Caribbean swagger of the West Indies, the suppleness of the Indians may yet be joined by the national characteristics of the Afghans and the Chinese. If so, cricket will be the stronger for it. The question that now arises is, whither cricket? The present